The ruling appears to narrow the scope of a law designed to protect healthcare workers from retaliation if they complain about wrongdoing they discover at a hospital or a healthcare clinic. The 5-2 decision says the law only protects people who actually receive a salary from the institution they file a complaint against. In this case, the Medical College of Wisconsin terminated the graduate internship of Asma Masri after she accused her supervising doctor of asking her to change the diagnosis of one of his patients who was planning to file a malpractice suit. Masri's attorney, Lawrence Albrecht, says Masri, who worked a 40-hour work week as an intern but received no salary, is part of a growing trend in the healthcare industry.
The workplace has become more filled with interns and alternative arrangements of work than simply the standard 20th century paycheck world. And so interns right now are left with no protection under this whistleblowing law.
Albrecht says the ruling should prompt the legislature to rewrite the law so it will protect everyone who works in a healthcare setting from retaliation when they blow the whistle on wrongdoing. An email from the CEO of the medical college says the ruling was appropriate because Masri was neither an employee nor an intern, but simply a student on an academic rotation. John Raymond writes that there are anonymous ways for anyone to report ethical issues that Masri could have used but didn't. He says the hospital investigated her allegation and found it could not be substantiated. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.